Mark chapter 10. And he arose from there, and came into the coasts of Judea by the farther east side of Jordan. And the people came to him again, and as he wanted, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Tempting him. And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed a bill of divorcement to be written, and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said to them, Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. So then they are no more two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And in the house, his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he said to them, Whoever shall divorce his wife and marry another, commits adultery against her. And if a woman shall divorce her husband, and be married to another, she commits adultery. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was very displeased, and said to them, Allow the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, because of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall not enter into it. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he had gone out into the road, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he answered and said to him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, because he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around, and said to his disciples, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again, and said to them, Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God, because with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left all and have followed you. And Jesus answered and said, Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother or wife, or children or lands for my sake, and the gospel's, but that he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many who are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen to him, saying, Look, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, non-Jews. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Master, we want you to do for us whatever we shall desire. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Grant to us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left hand, in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We can. And Jesus said to them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, you shall be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to those for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be very displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, You know that those who are appointed to rule over the Gentiles, non-Jews, exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whoever of you will be the chief among you shall be servant of all. Because even the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the side of the highway begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his coat, arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed Jesus on the road.